Last night, a former police officer in Asheville, North Carolina, was charged with felony assault after video surfaced showing him beating and using a stun gun on a man. Officer Chris Hickman, who is white, was out late at night with a trainee when they came across Johnny Jermaine Rush, who is black. Rush had just finished a 13-hour shift at Cracker Barrel and was cutting across an empty parking lot. The trainee accused him of jaywalking and trespassing. When Rush expressed exasperation, the streets were empty. The trainee said he had to cuff him. Rush ran and Officer Hickman can be seen on the video tackling, beating, and choking him. Matt Bush is news director for Blue Ridge Public Radio. Matt, this happened in August. Hickman resigned in January. Police body cam footage in North Carolina is not public record, so people didn't see this until it was leaked to the Citizen Times last week. That's one delay. But why else are police saying this took so long to be made public?
There were also other things with the investigation into Mr. Hickman that took up to 4 months until the criminal investigation started. It was that length of time that is really what has the community here very upset.
Sure. Well, and you were at a community meeting this week. We've heard some people saying things like, this isn't the 60s. You know, what are people saying?
There's a lot of frustration with this, and it touches on a lot of the underlying issues that are already here in Asheville. This is a very segregated city, and it's become more so as the city has become more popular as a vacation destination. And some of the historic neighborhoods, including the South Slope neighborhood where this incident happened back in August, were once predominantly African-American neighborhoods, but they have seen a lot of change and gentrification as the city has sort of transitioned into this very popular vacation destination.
Well, is this also underscoring what we've been seeing in other incidents? This idea of somebody stopped and harassed for jaywalking and cutting across an empty parking lot.
Right, and this happened very late at night. There was not any very little traffic at all in this area. The police chief has been here for a little more than 3 years. She was brought in to do a lot of reforms within the Asheville Police Department. And now she's under fire for this incident, and a lot of city leaders certainly felt that her reforms were beginning to take hold. A lot of people feel this incident has really returned things to square one.
Well, and just to underline what you just said, this corner, apparently where this happened downtown, is where hundreds of people pour out of baseball games, for instance, and jaywalk across the street. Don't wait for the light.
I've jaywalked on that area going to an Asheville tourist game, which is the baseball stadium there, the baseball team. And, you know, any given night when the baseball team is home, there are hundreds of people who are jaywalking across that area.
By the way, are there people standing up for Hickman, who's now been charged with felony assault and communicating a threat? Because as Rush ran, Hickman yelled, "You're going to get effed up hardcore." We can't say what he actually said. Are there people defending him?
Not that we have seen. In fact, the head of the local Fraternal Order of Police Lodge spoke at that meeting very briefly this week, the public meeting, and saying, kind of put a lot of the blame squarely on that officer for the incident. There was no real defense, even from the Fraternal Order of Police. And as part of the documents that have come out this week about his personnel record, the police went back and reviewed 58 hours of footage from his body camera and found 4 other instances separate from this that showed him, as they put it, showing discourteous or rude behavior toward members of the public.
Matt Bush, news director for Blue Ridge Public Radio. Matt, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.